United Nations Relief and Works Agency, the main service provider in the Gaza Strip, says it's facing a major budget deficit. Gazans fear that the deteriorating budget will mean a collapse of basic services and humanitarian aid.
Demonstrators rally outside the gates of the United Nations Relief and Works Agency in Gaza, chanting slogans of protest against the agency's reduction of service provision to the needy residents. In a statement it issued on the matter, UNRWA announced that due to financial challenges, it will cut down on or defer activities in the coming year. The implications of budget reduction include decreasing health services and medical supplies, fewer school teachers, precarious living conditions in refugee camps, and cuts in vocational education programs.
UNRWA is cutting down on services that the majority of the population relies on, while the world is not pressuring Israel to end its siege. How are we supposed to make a living and rebuild? They can leave us alone, but so must Israel.
We rely on UNRWA services and aid. Otherwise, you have nothing. No work, no economy. I'm angry at Israel for that, but the UN should be there for us and not abandon us.
Palestinians are worried that increased regional contributions to the UNRWA budget and the sharp decline in the share of other UN member states are attempts by the international community to shift responsibility of the Palestinian refugee plight to Arab states.
This is not a financial crisis. It is a political one. The international community wants to be relieved of its responsibility and bury the refugee issue, a major political obstacle, because it is one of pure human rights.
UN officials insist that UN member states are not attempting to forego their responsibility towards refugees.
It takes time. It takes time, you know, to convince them to give a chance to our external relations, the Commissioner General, Deputy Commissioner General, to work hard to get, you know, the fund to convince others why you want, you know, to use the, you know, the money that you want it to be increased.
Since its inception in 1949, UNRWA mandate has been to provide assistance to Palestinians who are dispossessed of their land, homes, and belongings following the establishment of Israel in what were previously Palestinian territories. Refugees comprise 70% of the Gaza population. Palestinians feel that since the international community remains silent in the face of their expulsion from their lands, they are partly responsible for the plight that arose as a result.
The 22-day Israeli war and the mass destruction it brought about, coupled with years of siege, has made most Gaza residents aid-dependent. They fear that UN service reduction could gradually lead to a cessation in all humanitarian relief at a time when they find it a struggle to fend for themselves. Safa Judah, Press TV, Gaza City.